news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
Prepare to meet your fate.
He's right.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
People, we are back. The crisis has been averted. This is a new volume, a new chapter in the continuing saga of good versus evil. Right? Our heroes have made it through, all right, with only a few deaths. And we will mourn those deaths as the year go on. But right now, it's not about that. It's about the new costumes. It's about the new direction. It's about the reboot of the What Are You Reading comic book show. This is volume 8, issue 1, 2015.
The perfect jumping on point.
Collector's edition, okay?
Oh, man, it's embossed hollow foil, so you're only going to get two. Like, you know, you get one to read, but you're also going to want to get another one for collector's value.
And this is already coming wrapped in plastic, okay? You don't even have to buy a bag for it. It comes in a bag.
Oh, man.
It's a collectible
dude.
Trading card.
We are going to sell so many copies.
Anyway, so we are the What Are You Reading comic book show. We provide the entertainment here at Rant EM Radio.
Yes, we do.
And we broadcast on many, many platforms. Jordan, please tell people where we broadcast, because I can't remember.
Yes, that is the aforementioned Silver Surfer, and I am your co-host, Jordan Worth Cobb. And if you want to listen to us, if you can't listen live, which I understand is a damn dirty shame, there are many other ways you can listen to us. Not just us, but the other fine programming on Rant EM Radio, such as the Rant, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Wrestling Call-In Show, Rexplex, Rant and Wrestling, and the Lex Entertainment Podcast. We're on heavy rotation here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on Rant EM Radio. Just go to www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. Or you can listen to us on the go now. We have a mobile app. A Rant EM Radio mobile app.
I don't know if we have an app, but there's a way you can bookmark the thing on. I haven't been able to figure it out on Android yet, but anyway.
Yeah.
We are part of the Geek Like Radio.
Yes.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk, we're also on Podbean, and you can listen to us on Stitcher Internet Radio as well. And of course, the almighty iTunes. Go to iTunes. Go to the iTunes store, search in podcasts, search for Rant Entertainment Media Radio. Subscribe to us today. And also rate us 5 stars and leave us a review. That's really going to help us out a lot.
Tank, no, this is a free copy. We are giving away this very first issue, okay?
Yes,
you can pay for the rest of them as the year goes on, okay? Sample this, come back for the rest.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to start charging next week. But $2.99.
That's right. We're not the $4 that Marvel charges for most of their books.
Which is out goddamn outrageous, I'll say.
Well, when it hit $5, I'm out.
Or like the $3.50 that, you know, some Image charges.
Hey, $3.50 sounds good right now.
Well, actually, yeah. Well, given how good Image comics are, yeah, I would say that's a good deal.
Anyway, and
hey, Surfer.
Hold up, before we, a couple things. Voting has begun for the first annual, and I have to take credit for suggesting this, the Ranty Awards. Click on the website now and vote for me as host. I don't know why Jordan wasn't nominated as co-host, but I don't want to try to toot my own horn, but I am nominated, so you can vote for me if you appreciate what we do. And Randy's Awards is coming up soon. What day is it? Or I forgot what day he done said it for. But no, sorry, January the 30th, Friday Night Live. All the winners will be announced. I will go over the categories. There's Wrestler of the Year, and your nominations are Daniel Bryan, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Sami Zayn, and Adrian Neville. Event of the Year, WWE WrestleMania 30, NXT TakeOver, NXT TakeOver Revolution, NXT Arrival, and Survivor Series. Biggest news story of the year, CM Punk walks off the job, WWE announces the network, TNA canceled by Spike TV, Jeff Jarrett announces Global 4 Wrestling, Sting officially signs with the WWE. Diva of the Year, Brie Bella, Paige, Charlotte, Natalya, AJ Lee. Rant EM Host of the Year, AA, Phil Rayer, myself, Wayne Morgan, and Rex Watson.
I call this bullshit.
Tag Team of the Year, Uso, Dust Brothers, Luke Harper, Eric Rowland, The Shield, Miz, and Damian Mizdow. What Did He Say Moment of the Year, Lee talks about, I ain't gonna repeat this, that first one, forget that. Ray says you can get a great steak from Golden Corral. Ray says he steals Halloween candy from kids. They think it's funny that I like spray butter. I don't know why. Jasmine and Rage are floored with bacon pizza on the oven rack. Co-host of the year, Tony C, Lee, Rage, Dave Mega Powers, and I'm co-host of the year also. All right, well,
I will protest this award show for unjust nomination.
Breakout star of the year, Phil Rayer, Dave Mega Powers, Matt Squire, Pastor Sydal, Big Tone. Chat star of the year, Pastor Sydal, Cash Cow, Tank, Mr. X, Matt Legend. Nobody should have been on that list, but match of the year, Cesaro versus Sami Zayn and NXT Arrival, Usos versus Luke Harper, Eric Rowland, Money in the Bank, John Cena versus Cesaro, Monday Night Raw, Shield versus the Wyatt Family, Elimination Chamber, Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, WWE WrestleMania, Diva match of the year, Charlotte versus Natalya, Paige versus Emma, Charlotte versus Sasha Banks, Nikki Bella versus Brie Bella, Team Fox versus Team Paige. Shocking moment of the year, Brock Lesnar defeats The Streak at the WrestleMania. Daniel Bryan wins the World Heavyweight Championship. Sting makes his WWE debut. Daniel Bryan occupies Raw. Roman Reigns eliminates most members of the Royal Rumble. Last category, the PC Award. That stands for Problem Child. In his honor, the late, great Problem Child. For those who left their mark on a rant in the past, nominees are Swax, Ralph, Miss Destiny, Nick Money, Dr. J. You can vote now at rantemradio.com. Look for the Ranty Award logo. And also, Jordan, high five. Give me a high five.
Why?
Because your team took care of business tonight.
Go Packers!
I mean, they can fall for Cliff or our care now, but as long as they knocked off the Cowboys, I'm happy. I'm fine. Now, what was you about to say to me? What was you about to say to me?
Again, I'll just protest this award show.
Okay, I understand. Hey, call up Double A. Let them know you're unhappy that you was overlooked on a lot of things. But that's cool. How was your transition from 2014 to 2015?
It's going pretty good, actually. It's going really good.
Well, I'm not liking the cold. I mean, some days it's bearable, and other days, like yesterday, I couldn't even feel my fingers, and I had gloves.
I'm not minding it. It has gotten worse in my region so far because there is a chance of snow now. And
we've had snow.
You're in North. I'm in Arkansas. But I honestly am. I've gone less walks for my exercise, for my workouts and exercising, since it's gotten to that point where it's so cold I can't barely stand like 5 minutes outside. But it's fine. Like 2015 so far has been good. I've seen a lot of great movies. I finally saw Birdman.
Did you see Birdman before we went up the air last year?
No, I didn't. I just saw it this week.
Okay. So what'd you think of it?
I loved it.
It's an excellent movie.
Yeah, a damn excellent movie. I also was also able to see Selma, Martin Luther King Jr. movie. Great movie. Reminds me how Alabama sucks.
Double A's in the chat room explaining why you got snubbed. And, you know.
I don't care to hear it. And I saw Whiplash, which may be my favorite movie of 2014.
I haven't seen Whiplash yet.
Oh, I highly recommend it.
Let's get back to
Wait. And I read some books. Read plenty of good books.
Mm-hmm.
I finally started American Vampire.
Okay.
I read the first volume. I love it.
Getting back to Birdman. Okay.
Okay.
You think all that was in his head, or did he really had abilities?
Hard to think it might have been all in his head.
What about, without giving away the end, what about the end?
Discussing the ending, I gotta give spoilers.
No, we don't want to give out the spoilers. It's just a question. You think what happened at the end really happened? Well, no. It's that simple.
I'm not entirely too sure.
Okay.
I don't entirely want to say that too much because I think I honestly have to give Birdman another rewatch. I have to give it another viewing before I can make up my mind about what had happened at that ending. But I will say the movie is good. I really loved it. Michael Keaton is fantastic, and my God, he was phenomenal.
It smells like balls in here. I was cracking
up. I liked that poster
when he was sitting there at the beginning, talking about how did I get here? It smells like balls in here.
Yeah, oh, it did. But no, I love the cast. Edward Norton also did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, you know, there was quite a bit of people that's been in comic book movies in that particular movie.
Yeah, we got Bruce Wayne, Bruce Banner, fucking Gwen Stacy.
Well, the wife, she was in something too. I can't think of it.
What, the ex-wife?
Yes.
Yeah, who played the ex-wife again?
Oh, man, you asking me? I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Hey, wow,
Stanley. Good to see you in the chat room, my friend.
Stanley Kubrick, our old friend.
Pip, holding it down overseas.
Our old friend and compadre.
Yes. So, we got some news we want to go over.
And we got time.
Quick sec.
So my
transition to 2015 was long and hard. God, how can I say this? I feel like the year hasn't changed for me in some ways. I mean, I did get to preview a great-ass movie.
And which was that?
Kingsman. Can't wait to do a review on that.
We're going to do a spoiler discussion on that?
We're going to try.
I'm going to be seeing it opening weekend.
I think it was 100% that the audience I was there, like, was blown away by the movie. They just loved it. Like, I didn't see anybody that thought that the movie was boring or dull or didn't deliver. I mean, it was, it's a slam dunk. I can't wait to see it again. And I wasn't sure, of course, going into whether I had high hopes, and to have my hopes, like, to what I believe was going to happen be succeeded. I'm tongue-tied, but anyway, I need a drink. You got anything to drink while we start the show?
Oh, I do. I have I got a Blue Moon Winter Sampler pack recently, and I am drinking a rounder Belgian style pale.
Blue Moon.
That is my favorite brewing company.
You know what I want to try? You mentioned beers. I want to try that Miller. What's that Miller? It's a Miller.
Miller High Life?
Not the High Life. That's the regular beer. It's that fancy beer they've been advertising that High Life. Mark Strong advertises.
Miller. God, what the fuck?
Fortune?
Miller. Yeah, Miller Fortune. Yeah. I want to try that too.
You know,
but yeah.
Who does? Well, the highlight. That's the champagne of beers. You do know that, right?
Well, I've had a few of those.
That's what myself. They call themselves, the champagne of beers.
Yes, I've had a few of those, and they are quite good.
They're okay. I like a genuine draft, to be honest, but.
Oh no, I do too. But when I really can't afford the good stuff, and I can only get something cheap. You know, Miller High Life to me is a pretty good one to go get a 6-pack or 12-pack for.
Okay, so
I'm saying it doesn't make me vomit.
All right, we don't waste enough time. Let's get into this.
Yeah.
To
all the right.
News.
So.
Forget the news. I mean, we're talking news, but let's do the TV talk first.
Oh, you don't okay. Mind, do you? Gotham sucked.
No, it didn't suck, but
yes, it did.
I have to point something out real quick about Gotham. Okay,
go ahead.
It just came back on the air last Monday, right?
They are filming episode 16 right now. Yes,
and now this Monday, no Gotham. They're rebroadcasting Empire.
Yes.
And what does that say? What does that say about Fox that they're pushing Empire over Gotham?
I don't know. They want to try and get I think what they're trying to do is get Empire going on the same level of success and critical acclaim and popularity as Gotham.
Wow. I have my thoughts about Empire, but that's not for this show, because that's not a comic book show. But Gotham has some good and some bad things this week. You're being harsh on it.
Okay, look, I have said time and time again, there are good things on Gotham. Like, let me reiterate what they are. Ben McKenzie as Gordon, I really like. Donald Logue as Bullock, fantastic. Okay. My absolute favorite thing is Robin Lord Taylor as Oswald Cobblepot. Well, I think that's brilliant casting.
Let's spoil a little bit. Okay, apparently Gordon is being punished because he tried to take down the mayor. And so now he has to work in Arkham as a security guard. And they're already kicking him in his ass. Like, they're trying to find reasons to have him fired, right? Just blaming him for every little thing that goes wrong. And he's taking it, you know.
And, by the way, can I just say a waste of a great guest star in Isaiah Whitlock Jr.?
Maybe. And everything that happened in Arkham, good stuff. Okay, and then you got the Penguin. No, that was good stuff. Then you got the Penguin, of course.
Okay, you say your bit, I'll say mine.
The Penguin, he's trying to overstep his bounds. He had to get smacked down. That was pretty good. It wasn't bad, the whole thing going on with all the lieutenants, Fish, Mooney, all them haggling over who should take over for Maroni. Even though, not Maroni, Falcone. Even though none of these clowns are going to take over. Okay, you can just forget that, because he's going to stay in charge until Batman smacks him around. And that's a decade from now.
Or two decades.
Huh?
Or 2 decades.
No, I mean, Batman, it won't be 20 years. It'll be, you know. Anyway, the part that I didn't think was necessary, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
No one's in Gordon's apartment because Gordon's off, and then Barbara, she done left because she's a bad character, right? So.
Oh, yeah, she's poorly written.
Right. So Catwoman, Selina Kyle, sneaks in her friend Ivory because she's half sick. So, because they can get out the rain. That's cool. I understand that.
That, you know, though, okay, yeah, I didn't have a problem with that. That's fine.
Okay, so Barbara, all of a sudden, now that she done screwed around on Gordon with Montoya, now missing him, decides she wants to call, and Poison Ivy picks up the phone and messes with her. Oh, he's not here. He don't want to talk to you. Well, just like a child, she just accepts that she hasn't been in that apartment in who knows how long. And now she just assumes, well, he must be sleeping around with me. When she's sleeping around on him.
Which just adds to my fact that Gotham doesn't know how to fucking write women.
No, it's not that they don't know how to write women. It's just that they're trying to write too many subplots. And that's where the problem with Gotham lies. It's too many plots going on at one time. They need to trim the fat, stick to the police detective, and the criminals. Okay,
I will agree. That is another one of their problems, that they are balancing way too many things right now. They just don't know what to really focus on.
And you know what? We didn't give out the phone number. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay. Yeah, shit. By the way, we're an interactive show. If you want to join in, there are several ways you can join us right now. Pick up your phone and call the number 215-253-4516. Again, I'll reiterate, 215-253-4516. Call that number. It'll be fun. Or if you can't use your phone, call us on Skype. Add the contact or call Silver Surfer _ forever. Or if you want to join us like so many of you are right now, the Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat-listen-live. Now, as for my thoughts on the episode, I didn't find it particularly good. I thought the Gordon and his boss thing was just like, he's doing it. What are you mad at him for? He's doing his job.
Who, his boss?
Yeah.
He's not mad at him. The whole thing is to get Gordon off the force. He's part of the system. And the system is to punish Gordon, because Gordon is a good cop, and everybody else is either corrupt or just beat down to the point where they don't give a hoot, and they want to keep their position and jobs. And this guy, well, he's running a facility which no one gives a damn about, and everybody's using it for their own purposes. And he's probably wishing, well, I didn't expect to be at a place like this. So he gets to take it out on Gordon, because they probably told him, look, get this guy fired some way, somehow, some way.
Screw this motherfucker. Okay, fine. That'll deal. But again, the writing was just bad. I didn't find it particularly enjoyable. Again, the bits I liked were, again, Gordon Bullock. Like, that scene with when Bullock comes over to investigate what's going on at Arkham. The interaction between him and Gordon, I really liked.
I disagree with you.
Really? Because that scene...
I disagree that it was bad. That was the best part, was the everything that went on in Arkham.
Okay. Whenever Penguin was on, that's good. But also, Gotham actually finally has a competently well-written female character in Dr. Leslie Tompkins, with guest star Morena Baccarin.
Yes, the longtime Batman friend and ally, Leslie Thompson, shows up.
Played by Inara from Firefly. And it feels good to finally have a woman on Gotham that actually has some character behind it.
Did you think for a second that maybe something was off with her? That it was
no.
We know she's not. Do you think they may was going to write that she was doing some bad stuff?
No.
Okay.
No, because I give Gotham a lot of shit, but I'll give them credit for this. They want to stay true as possible to the characters they're writing. So, you know, again, I give them a lot of shit, but I don't think they'd be that stupid. You know, myself personally, but yeah, I honestly enjoyed her portrayal of Leslie Tompkins. I think she's going to do a good job on here, and I think her chemistry with Ben McKenzie was exceptionally good. Now, I hope that continues on with the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, if the rest of the season going to be him at Arkham, she brings a lot to that particular.
Oh, he's not going to be at Arkham for the rest of the season.
You never know.
I actually get access to the Fox publicity photos. Episode 13 is entitled "Welcome Back, Jim Gordon."
Okay, all right. Well, thanks for ruining it for me, duty head. Ruined it.
Yeah, Fox ruined it themselves.
Ruined everything for me, man. Just because you don't like the show. All right, then look, Jordan. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to argue with you. So let's talk about something we can both agree about, and we can both give high fives and hugs and handies and whatever.
Blowjobs?
I didn't go that far. Let's talk about Agent Carter.
Yes. Okay. This is something I like. Now I'm gonna get.
I haven't hit start yet on you, okay? Just reel it in.
All right, go.
First of all, I want to say, if you're out there and you're listening, okay, and you watch that 2-hour premiere and you don't like it, I disown you, okay? I disown everything about you. Don't talk to me no more. We cannot be friends. This was an excellent, excellent 2-hour premiere, okay, of a show that could have flopped, but came out on all kinds of cylinders, kicking ass. Okay, now, go ahead, Jordan. What do you got to say?
Okay, now I want to get a couple problems I had with the show out of the way.
Okay. You about to blow a gasket with you. You don't start off with your problems. I don't.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about what's good. Okay. Look, we already knew Haley Atwell is great in the role of Peggy Carter. Mm-hmm. We already knew that. So she's fantastic. She really stands out. She's very exceptional in here, handling the good character drama and the very good, very well done action sequences.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she has a great handle on the character. She's fantastic. And
you think Joss Whedon is all over this particular?
No, it's not Whedon. I don't think Whedon is. I think he's got bigger. I think he's got bigger projects to deal with right now. I.e., editing Avengers.
No, you don't think he has some kind of, you know?
I think he might. But honestly, the creative minds I see having a full handle on this are the creators, who are the screenwriters for both Captain America movies. And again, Carter the character and Atwell the actress, just fantastic.
Now let's see how fast it takes for you to anger me. What is your problems? What is your problem?
Okay. One of my problems is, now the show is set in the World War II era, so
it's
not
after World War II.
So not all men are going to be kind to women.
It's after World War II. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, but the constant undervaluing the sexist men undervaluing Agent Carter got pretty old fast.
Well, okay, we're talking about the '40s, right?
Yeah, I know it's a thing, but
I'm not even talking about in real world. This it's just when you see stuff from the '40s, that's what you see. You see guys that think women are second class citizens, necessarily don't want to see them as equals, And the few that do still only see them as file this, get me coffee or whatever. Or and that's part of that's part of her. Okay, part of it is like, all right, she's this more than capable person, okay, who everybody's totally underestimating just because of the fact that she's a woman. And she could be out there doing a whole lot more than she's doing. So she's sneaking around kicking ass, right? Trying to clear Howard Stark's name.
Yeah, so that.
And, you know, these guys in this particular show, now, the ones she worked with, some of them are just jerks. And then the ones she see out in the street, well, like the guy in the dollar, in the diner. Yeah, I mean, he's a pig. That's, you know, he was there. And it's not just her. It's like a lot of the women have to go through this. And it's one of these things where by the end, she will have shown these guys that as a woman, she's more than capable of handling herself. Trust me. It's I think it's part of her plan. What other problems did you have?
My issue with that is this is how frequent it came up. It's like how much he's kept using. I was like, okay, I get it. Just use it sparingly. Don't beat us over the head with it. Other issue, I think.
Because, you know, the parallel Captain America radio program.
Right? Yeah, okay, I thought that was interesting.
You know, like her character on this radio show is nothing more than a helpless woman who needs to...
A damsel in distress.
Yeah, who needs to be rescued and
Googles
for Captain America. And, you know, they got this ditzy voice woman voicing her on the radio program while she's out there putting her life on the line to discover... Who's behind this?
I actually thought having that play parallel to a fight scene with Agent Carter in the second episode was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Honestly, yeah, that being constantly brought up, and also some of the supporting male characters, as you said, the sexist pigs were just not that interesting. But those are my only problems. I think right now, this show's off to a better start than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was, because it's moving along faster, and I think part of that is because of being limited, that it knows its number of episodes and already has a story set up to tell, and already has the number of episodes set up to tell that, whereas Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had to wait around for Captain America and such. This is not waiting around for any movie or any show. It is...
Now,
it's hitting the ground running.
The one thing I'm not clear on it, is S.H.I.E.L.D. established, or what leads to them establishing S.H.I.E.L.D.?
It does not look established yet.
So you think this is leading to them...
From what I've heard, this is actually set before the Agent Carter one-shot short film that's on the Iron Man 3 Blu-ray DVD release.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's working in the Strategic Scientific Reserve, the SSR, not S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I know she's not working for S.H.I.E.L.D., but that doesn't mean she's not a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Yeah, no, she's not a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent right now. I don't know if S.H.I.E.L.D.'s completely set up yet.
And what do you think about Jarvis?
Oh, I like James Darcy. I think he did a good job in the role. I think it was exceptionally entertaining.
It's a little annoying that he keeps referring to his wife.
Eh, it is, but whatever.
When you're a manservant, you're not supposed to have a wife. You're supposed to be on call 24/7, okay? Not, I go home at 8 and be in bed with the wife by 10 o'clock, okay? Because what if I'm entertaining and I need you to get the woman out of my home because she won't leave because she thinks because we've made, you know, loving that now she can stick around. You got, like he told her, he said, you know, I have to distract these women, and the wife believes that. So, I don't get it. I don't get the whole wife thing. Anyway, you don't never see Alfred with a woman.
No, you don't. But I also like Enver Gojek as Agent Daniel Sosa. I think he was very good. I've always liked that actor ever since Joss Whedon's Dollhouse and a great guest appearance that he once had on Community. So I think he's going to do very good here. He also
He's obviously a villain, right?
I honestly think he's Ray on Wise. Side. What?
Ray Wise. He's obviously a villain.
He works for Roxxon.
He is. He's in charge of Roxxon, isn't he?
He's Hugh Jones. By the way, another thing I actually liked about Agent Carter, we actually finally got to see Roxxon, be an interactive element in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, yes, Roxxon's been mentioned, but it's only been like, oh, hey, here's a Roxxon gas station, or, you know, there's been a mention. It's good to actually see Roxxon be fully integrated into the MCU.
And for those who don't know, Roxxon is a similar, like, Halliburton / Exxon Mobil gas conglomerate of a company.
They're not good guys.
Like, they're there to extract all the greed they can out of the world and leave it destroyed in its wake and make a profit.
They're not
necessarily evil.
They're a vital element in the current Thor book right now.
They're not evil, but they're greedy, and if a city or two gets wrecked while they're making money, so be it.
Yes, that's Roxxon. Honestly, I enjoyed myself. I'll admit, I'm not as in love with it as everyone seemed to be right off the bat, or as I was right off the bat with, say, The Flash. But that doesn't mean I'm not enjoying this, because I really am enjoying Agent Carter. Yeah,
that first episode was probably the best first episode I've seen.
I'm actually of quite like
shows
the
on TV.
I actually quite like the second episode myself better.
Well, I'm considering all one episode.
It came on at one time.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. But honestly, I do think it's off to a good start. There is room for improvement. I'm enjoying.
Look, she's fighting people on top of moving trucks. Like, these guys they can't handle her. Okay. It's not like she's got any kind of superpowers but she just handles herself, and she can handle herself well, and, you know, fortunately she lost the man of her life, so. And next week is going to be awesome, trust me.
Yep, it's because it's the start of a new year, there's an annual event that goes down right at the beginning around San Francisco. The Image Expo!
Okay.
Yes, this is the Image Expo, pretty self-explanatory, but it is an exposition open to the public in San Francisco, California, where Image gets to show off itself. And announce what new projects are coming within the new year. Also, for those curious as to what Image Comics is like, the latest Humble Indie Bundle book section is Image Comics. Today, you can get a free comic today of Cow Number One. You can pay whatever you want and get so many books. It's like, hey, if you pay $18 or more, you can get these books and, you know, whatnot. So, and by the way, all the proceeds for it goes to the Hero Initiative, which is helping comics creators in need. So, if you want to try some new books and even give to a good cause, I'd say give that a look. All right, but back to the Image Expo. So many new books have been announced. So, oh, God. Fuck you, internet pop-ups. Okay, here we go.
Language now. We have children in the room.
Okay, anyway. We have so many new books. There's the second volume of Pretty Deadly by Kelly Sue DeConnick and Emma Rios. Coming up, there's Savior by Brian Holligan and Todd McFarlane and Clayton Crane. Let's see. Warren Ellis, Jordan D. Clan Shalvey, and Jordan Bellamy. The recent Moon Knight creative team are coming on to a creator-owned book by all three of them called Injection. We also have Scotty Young writing and drawing I Hate Fairyland.
Mm-hmm.
We have an original graphic novel by comic book superstars Scott Snyder on writing and Jeff Lemire on art about mankind after a cure for death has actually been discovered.
Now, there's a lot more books, but where can they look up this list? Because we can't go through the entire
thing. Yes, if you want to look it up, go to comicsalliance.com/image-expo-2015-announcements. There are plenty of good books that I think you're going to find. I already found some I'm going to put on my pull list.
You know, it's funny how Image started off and it was a lot of hype and it burned kind of quickly, and somehow they made Image, which is...
They've resurrected.
They made, you know, they took a company that's named after artist Image and made it into a writer's medium to the point where it's probably the best stories out there that's not a, you know, Marvel or DC.
Oh, yeah. Again, I say Image is the best comics company out there. And by the way, there's even two new Brian K. Vaughan books. Like, one's a miniseries called We Stand on Guard about Canadian freedom fighters resisting an invasion by giant American robots 100 years in the future, and an ongoing book called Paper Girls about four 12-year-old newspaper delivery girls the night after Halloween when something strange happens. Honestly, yeah, Image is a great company. It's got so many great ideas, so many great people behind the books and the ideas. It's wonderful. I still love DC and Marvel, but right now I think Image and a lot, and really more so all the indie companies, are getting a lot more of my attention.
Yeah, I got to step up my independent game this year, especially since the last 2 or 3 weeks going to the store to have nothing in my pull list, and I'm like, it's a good thing and a bad thing, because it's a good thing because I get to save some money, but it's a bad thing because I have nothing to read now. I have nothing to do with myself. And then once I have nothing to read, I start looking into the mirror and questioning my sanity and my life. And I try not to do that. So I need more books to read.
Well, hey, let's talk a little bit more. Well, hey, while we're on books, Deadpool's gonna die.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Yeah, another Marvel character's gonna bite the dust. Now, I have a theory to this, but first we're gonna get to the announcement. Issue 45 of Deadpool will be released in April, which will be the 250th issue overall. Written by series writers Gary Duggan and Brian Posehn, with backup stories by a lot of other writers, such as Ben Blacker, Nick Giovanni, Paul Giovanti, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Mike Drucker, and a lot more, with Mike Hawthorne on art for the main picture. It reads, final issue. That's right. If you add it all together, the Deadpool series creatively... Issue 45 is the big 250th issue of Deadpool. What better way to celebrate than to end the series? In our oversized main story, Ultimatum comes at Deadpool for revenge, so he has no choice but to take them on. All of them. Then in an Infinity Gauntlet crossover, what would Deadpool do if he got the 6 gems from Thanos? plus a slew of other stories showcasing Deadpool's closest friends and allies.
Why does Deadpool get to do everything? Like, no one can die unless Deadpool, and then, like, characters die, so Deadpool has to die. Character gets 700 issues, so Deadpool has to get 700 issues. Can't Deadpool do something on his own without having to copy somebody, without biting?
No. Nerdist.com reached out to Gary Duggan recently about it. He said, quote, "I will say this. In all honesty, the story that you're going to get in Deadpool number 250 is a story that we have really been building to since the beginning, since the first issue of Deadpool now. And it will absolutely feel, I hope readers will think that this is an appropriate end for this Deadpool." Now, I want to bring up something. What's the most commonly celebrated holiday in April?
April?
Yeah.
April Fool's Day?
And what day this year does April Fool's land on?
April 1st?
No, I meant day of the week.
I haven't looked that far in advance.
Wednesday! On. And what day do new comic books come out?
Wednesday.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Could be an elaborate April Fool's prank, or it could be something for real.
What, about Deadpool?
Yeah.
Well, you know he's not dying. It's just, they're just going to do it with him dying in a story, and it's just a story, at best.
No, I agree. I agree, but a friend of mine who I was having a discussion with over the weekend did bring up what I just brought up, so I thought it'd be interesting to mention here.
Okay, I didn't know people still celebrated April Fool's.
It's the internet's favorite holiday.
Yeah. Well, I never get fooled. I'm never tricked.
Bullshit.
When? How you know? When have I ever been tricked on April Fool's?
Tricked you into letting me become co-host.
That wasn't on April.
Still.
That was just me taking mercy on you.
We all fall for something on April Fool's Day.
Mm-mm. Because I know it's coming. I'm too smart. Smarter than the average bear. Remember that, people. Smarter than the average bear. I don't get tricked.
Let's talk a little bit more TV now. Okay, well, hold on. There's a relating thing. Speaking of Deadpool, it seems the Deadpool movie's got two new cast members along on it.
Okay.
We got TJ Miller from HBO's Silicon Valley, and who was recently in Disney and Marvel's Big Hero 6 as Fred. And Ed Skirin from the Transporter Legacy.
He was in Transformers. To you.
We're not gonna mention that. Right,
you got to, because the way he went out in Transformers 4, man, that was just fucked up.
I don't care.
You did see Transformers. You did see that crap, right?
We talked about that bullshit.
So the way he died, you didn't think that wasn't messed up?
If I cared about that character at all, or I had any... Hold on. If I had... Okay, it was a bit fucked up, but you know what?
It was truly fucked up.
I didn't care overall, because I had no investment in the movie, or didn't care about the character.
Listen. He died early on, and the way he died, that was just... I mean, even though the movie itself turned out to be a shiny turd, still, man... The way he went out, that just wasn't right. He just showed up for work, and then no, you see, don't be like that, Jordan. Care.
I didn't care about his character.
You gotta care for people. You gotta care for your enemies.
I care for people. I did not care for TJ Miller's character.
Don't do that. Don't be like that.
Okay, I'm gonna get to this news. I wanna get to this goddamn news.
Always about the news. Go ahead.
Ed Skirin and TJ Miller are set to join Deadpool in mysterious roles that have not been yet mentioned.
You know what? I think TJ Miller could play Deadpool too, you know. to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he would be a better Deadpool than Ryan Reynolds, but if Ryan Reynolds wasn't Deadpool, I could see T.J. Miller playing Deadpool. So I'm just trying to figure out what character related to Deadpool could he play? How much you know about that? Because I don't know nothing about him except for that he's annoying and that he doesn't die. And
I know plenty about Deadpool, but see, the thing with Deadpool is he's got like such a big he rotates supporting characters so much. And he's kind of going all over the place in the Marvel Universe. It'd be a little hard to honestly nail down.
Who T.J. Miller could be?
Yeah, exactly. Who they're going to be. So I really can't quite give an accurate guess right now. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, look, there is Agent Adset. There's Psylocke. Okay. There's...
What's the chance they're going to have more than one Deadpool in this movie?
I think pretty good, maybe.
Okay, just, you know.
I mean, there's also Sandy Brandenburg they could use, but that's a woman. So,
there's a female Deadpool, right?
Yes, but it's not Sandy Brandenburg.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really don't care about Deadpool until I see a trailer. Until right now, it's like, okay, they make one, I'm fine with it, but it's nothing I'm like losing sleep over.
Well, there's also Agent Preston, who's been a recent supporting character who I really do like.
Mm-hmm.
So they could bring her in, but she's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
Okay, let's see. What other news you got for me?
Okay. Well, today, people, the CW officially renewed Arrow for a fourth season, and The Flash will be coming back for a season two.
You know Arrow need to be on for 10 seasons, because that's what CW do.
It should be 7 seasons, at least, or 6.
No, it should be as long as Smallville.
No, it shouldn't. I don't want Arrow to start suddenly sucking.
It won't suck.
Smallville
didn't suck in his last 3 seasons.
Season 8 was bad. Season 8 kind of sucked.
It was okay.
It was bad.
Which one was season 8?
What?
What season? Which one is Zod?
Doomsday. No, Doomsday was season 8. Zod was season 9.
The Doomsday season was... The problem with that was... Everybody. That they brought in Doomsday. You know? But anyway.
We could spend hours talking about the ups and downs of Smallville. But right now we're focused on Flash and Arrow. Which, by the way, there will now be an annual crossover each season of The Flash and Arrow. That's been confirmed.
Yeah, because in the end, you could get some crossover with the
Supergirl
that's going to be on
CBS. Which, by the way, is still in the pilot phase at CBS at this moment.
And the word is that the Supergirl... was done with keeping in mind of them doing a crossover with Flash and Arrow, so that would be hot.
No, it would. And there are rumors, mind you, I want to emphasize this, rumors that there might be a spinoff show of The Atom.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I want to wait and see how the effects of the Atom look when they obviously use it on Arrow.
Well, you know why they're talking about spinoffs, right? We'll get into that a little later.
DC TV Universe.
No, I'm saying we know why they're trying to get Atom out there. We're going to get into that a little later. I see what DC's doing. They think they're slick, but I know what they're doing. All right, and I'll explain it to y'all, because that's what I do. I explain to y'all that what needs to be explained. See, well, I break down the conspiracies, okay? Because well, I see everything. I see all the angles. I know all. Sorry for ranting, but anyway. That's what we do here, Rant E and Rayo. We rant.
Say surfer. Calm down. Now, surfer.
Yes.
You got Netflix?
As soon as you give me the password.
Okay. Reason I ask. Daredevil.
I know.
Daredevil's officially been announced. April 10th is when all 13 episodes of Daredevil are going to be released on Netflix's streaming service.
So if anybody, you know, wants to email me their passcode, okay, silversurfer_lives@yahoo.com, okay?
All 13 episodes will debut on Friday, April 10th, in all Netflix territories available.
And this is, I think it's going to be a hit.
Oh man, I'm so looking forward to it.
Now, there's other news on Netflix. The second show, Jessica Jones, is not coming out this year like originally planned, right? It was supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen.
They just announced casting for it, so you know they haven't started filming yet. And it's not like they can just film it tomorrow and it could be ready by the end of the summer. So, I mean, they just announced Daredevil, which was filmed well into last year. So, and from the footage I've seen, it looks like this is going to be a winner. They haven't put out the Daredevil trailer yet, right? Jordan? Hello? Uh-oh. I think I've lost Jordan for a second because I don't hear him talking on Skype. So, people, I have to keep you entertained until he comes back. I could stop Skype and then call him back and see what happens. All right, let's try this. Let him pick up. Happens from time to time, you know. But hey, you know, forget Jordan. I want to talk to you. I want y'all to call in. Stanley, why don't you give me a call on Skype? Let's see how you doing, my friend. Because I don't know what happened to Jordan. He's not picking up. Must be something wrong on his end. Never liked him anyway. Son of a... Look at that. Skype didn't go through. I don't need him. I need you to call in, people. Give me a call. What's the phone number? Don't even know my own phone number. 215-2... I'm sorry. See, I do need Jordan because I can't remember my own phone number. 215-253-4516. Or you can Skype me directly at silversurfer_forever. And don't tell Jordan that I depend on him, because I don't want him to think that he can get a raise around here. That would just be a little bit too much. But let's try to call him again.
Hello?
Okay. I had to dock you for hanging up, but that's cool.
I didn't hang up. Okay, heads up. There's some shitty weather here in my region right now, so my internet connection might go in and out.
Well, you don't have cable internet?
No, we have wireless.
Get that. Anyway, So when is Jessica Jones being pushed back to?
All right. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties. Apparently, a representative of Netflix has said it's too hard to say right now when exactly it's going to air.
Okay, Stanley?
Hello?
Hello, mate.
Stanley!
Hello, how are you doing?
Holy shit, he's actually calling us.
I thought so. I only called in to say how you fellas, what do you actually think about 50 Shades of Grey?
Fuck off.
Come on now.
Dude. Hang on, you're getting wet.
You're getting all wet, Jordan, for it.
Hang up on this asshole.
No, I'm not an a-hole. What did you think about Birdman instead?
I loved it. I already gave my views at the beginning of the show. I loved it.
Birdman is fantastic.
Don't you think it's the Citizen Kane of superhero movies?
I don't go that far. But
I think it is.
Okay, it's definitely not for everybody. I concede that not everybody who watches that movie will get where it's coming from. But those that do like it love it. I saw Kingsman. Fantastic movie.
Isn't it all about a Shav who just can jump over the old schoolboys network and surpass the middle class spy school candidates? Is that what it's all about, though? Is it something more than that?
It's a little bit more than that. They're this independent spy organization that was set up by some rich people who didn't know what to do with their money and thought they could best protect the world and whatever. And how this guy gets involved is, I'm not going to spoil it now. I will do a review pretty soon. But
is it like Red, basically, but for younger spies?
No. I think it'll be like the Red movie, it's better.
I love Red. Don't get me wrong, but it's not Red. The humor in this is good. Samuel Jackson was just a hoot. And his henchman. This woman was bad. I don't know where they found it, but. You know,
was Samuel Jackson the bad guy, or was he?
He's the bad guy. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
It is a spin on the whole James Bond spy versus super villain who thinks destroying the world is the best thing for it type of thing.
So Samuel J. Jackson is in an unbreakable supervillain mode, right? Or is he something a bit different?
He's different. He's only a villain because of what he's doing. But other than that, I mean, he's just a regular. If he didn't have the money, he wouldn't be nothing more than a regular guy.
But okay,
you know. He just happened to have a lot of money and a little off and upstairs. So, but yeah, like I said, when I do a review, I will break it down. And when's it supposed to release overseas?
I don't know. I mean, I'm in Spain, so I'm not in London anymore. So I don't. All the release dates. They're hard to find out what they are, and they only tell you a week before. You have to really dig in Spain to actually find out when things are around. So I don't know whether we get it for you guys, but I'm not too bothered. I'll just wait for it.
It's a good thing it's coming out on the same day as 50 Shades of Grey, because
Jordan's going to wet his knickers on that one, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what?
You're going to wet your knickers on 50 Shades of Grey.
Jordan likes
Twilight for perverts.
Jordan likes that whole S&M stuff. I know.
Well, hold on. My sexual preferences aside, 50 Shades of Grey looks to be for BDSM what burlesque was for burlesque dancing.
Yeah, it's going to be light, isn't it? It's going to be light. It's going to be boring. It's going to be for middle-aged women and teenage girls and perverts. It's not for me, and it's not for Jordan.
Well, that's why there's Kingsman coming out on the same day. See, because if you don't have a lady friend drag you to see 50 Shades of Grey, you have something to go see. It's going to be interesting to see what movie is number one. More than likely it'll be 50 Shades of Grey because that is a more of a known property. But it remains to be seen. And we're also going to see what, like Kingsman right now, Rotten Tomato, I believe is still at 100%. 50 Shades of Grey, who knows what that's going to be, right? That might be in the 20s.
The problem with Kingsman, it doesn't have a name for the lead. He doesn't have any pulling power. So probably it's not going to be as well as it should.
There's good old Michael Caine. And the best
He's got a secondary role on the board of old spies.
You know, I can't remember the last time Michael Caine's been in a movie where he didn't cry. It's like
or die.
He's like the cryingest person in movies today. Like every Christopher Nolan film he's in, he's crying.
Or dying.
Yeah.
Crying. Well, he's an old man. He's lost it. He had it and he's lost it.
I don't know about that, but
I think he has. He's not the same handsome lead that he was in Get Carter, or dare I say Zulu, is the handsome officer. He's an old man with a wrinkly ball bag.
But he kicked all kinds of ass in Harry Brown. I don't get it.
But no one went to see that, as good as it was, Harry Brown.
Well, I saw it.
Yeah, but that's you, me, and Jordan. Someone else, you know, you ask anyone on the street about Harry Brown and who was the main star and did you like it, they wouldn't even know, you know, when it came out or what it's about. It just didn't get the publicity and didn't fly as high and wide as it deserved to. I think it was one of his best roles. What a shame. Fighting shavs on the street of London.
I don't see Kingsman yet on Rotten Tomatoes, but I still believe it was at 100%. Paddington's coming out. I saw that. That's at 98%.
What's Patent?
Paddington.
Oh, Paddington.
Yes.
But it's we in the United Kingdom remember the old Paddington TV series.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the new version, the movie version, is nothing like it. TV version was narrated and Paddington never spoke. I assume it won't be a CGI and action based as a
No. This is nice, family friendly. It's safe for the children. And
did he speak?
Yes, he spoke.
In the TV version he never spoke. It was always the narrator speaking for him. So
yeah, no. Apparently, he learned how to talk from his aunt and uncle, who learned how to talk when a nice British explorer showed up in darkest Peru, and the bears took them in, and that's how they learned English. And then in this movie, like, he travels to England to try to find a family once tragedy strike, and you know, he gets kind of a rude awakening, but the family does find him, and it's a very touching movie without insulting you. And Nicole Kidman, she's the villain in this. So,
as I remember, Paddington Bear back in the day, and I'm talking ancient times in Britain on TV. It was about it was a fish out of water story about a Peruvian bear that landed in the lap of an English middle class family.
Yep.
And he was kind of a hapless hero. Somehow he made blunders, but somehow he got through it and he helped people. So that's the essence of Paddington Bear, as I remember as a child.
You got all that in this movie.
Yep. Well,
if you get a chance to go see it. Take the kids, take the grandkids, take the nieces and nephews. It was a good movie.
Interesting you go to see those kind of things. Was it a freebie? Or did you pay?
I go see a movie for free.
Well, it's not bad if it's free, but I wouldn't pay to go see Paddington.
Oh, look at me. I don't get paid for my movies.
It's worth paying to see.
Bloody fuck, there.
It's worth paying to see. It is.
And he's very British, and he's known in Europe. They're trying to reboot Paddington, basically, in Europe, like they did with Smurfs.
I can dig it. I mean, it's good, it's real good. Oh man, I'm trying to find the rating so far for Kingsman, which you want to see whenever it opens.
Well, we take your word for it that it's gonna be a hit and it's a great movie.
Believe it or not, 100%
of Rotten Tomatoes.
Surfer, believe it or not, I actually do trust your opinion.
Because my opinion is always right. Come on now, Luke Skywalker's in the movie. You can't beat that.
Oh, gee. I have to give an automatic 10 out of 10.
That's right.
That is we never discussed the new Star Wars trailer. Are you hot and sweaty for it?
No, we talked about it, but what's your opinion on it?
I think that it's a middle ground between the prequels and the old Star Wars of the 1980s. I think it's with J.J. Abrams behind it. I think they can't go too wrong. But will it be something that's groundbreaking? Probably not. But it looks stunning. It looks like it's hit the spot. There's no annoying CGI characters apart from that little beach ball robot R2-D2 robot. I hope he's not featured too much.
I don't even know why people are losing their shit over that. That could just be a scene. That may not be one of the characters that's like following around Luke and Leia and Han and all of them, and you know, that just could just been something they showed in the trailer. It just rolled across the screen. That was it.
But people, as the fans, have got their asses tight because they don't want another Jar Jar Binks, and they don't want what we don't want is the problems of the prequels with boring political rhetoric and discussions and the confusion about what was going on, the Trade Federation, their intentions, and it wasn't clear what was going on in many of the scenes of the prequels. We don't want that. And we don't want any annoying characters that are put in there for comedy value.
Mm-hmm.
So I think J.J. Abrams will hit it because he did well with the Star Trek movies. And he's been a lifelong fan of the Star Wars movies. And I mean, he hasn't criticized the prequels, but I don't think he's moving in that direction. That's good. It looks like there's drama in it, and it looks more real as well, not like the prequels. CGI is dated quite badly now. It doesn't look photorealistic. But I don't know. I like the old model. It's using the old models and the old physical.
You can see all the flaws in the original Star Wars trilogy. I mean, like, when you see like a TIE fighter fly across the screen, you see big green boxes around the ship and everything, so none of those effects hold up over time. But
I've never seen any like green outlines on any TIE fighters unless you pause it.
I see it all the time, and I'm old enough that I've seen every one of the movies in the theater when they were released. And trust me, I was there when Star Wars ran the first time, and everybody thought it was groundbreaking. But those effects do not hold up today.
I have to watch it again, but I watched it about Star Wars about 6 years ago on DVD, and it looked great still.
Well, I watch it all the time. It comes on TV all the time. Who doesn't?
It doesn't here in Europe, not at all. It's like Disney movies, Star Wars. It just doesn't come on TV.
You gotta get Spike TV.
Or don't. There's nothing really worth watching on Spike TV.
Anyway, because they show that all the time. All the time.
But what I would like is a new generation of kids not to not to solely be focused on the cartoons, Star Wars cartoons or the prequels, which were very much a throwaway thing. People lost interest a year after they were screened or less. Something that's got more longevity and they go back to it year after year.
I'm kind of behind on the current Star Wars. I gotta binge watch it. But I want to know, Jordan, as far as news, is there anything else? Or we got, because I'm ready to discuss. Is there any other news we got to get to real quick?
Well, what? Discuss what? What were you gonna say?
Just answer the question, please.
I wanted to know what you were planning on discussing.
Well, I'll let you know.
I want to know in case you just want to get right to it.
No, I want to get the news out of the way first.
Okay, well, speaking of DC and TV, there's going to be a Vixen animated series on CW's website, the CWC, the network's platform for original digital content.
Right, there's a CWC?
CWC.
Okay, this is a network online?
It's the CW's platform for original digital content.
I didn't know that existed.
Well, it does, and Mark Guggenheim, executive producer behind Arrow and having a hand in Flash, will be set. Are giving DC character Vixen, who made her debut back in Action Comics 521 in 1981. Her own animated series set within the same universe as The Flash and Arrow.
Okay, that sounds hot. I'm digging that news.
Yes, it is. And I do and one last bit of news before we get to whatever it is Surfer wants to discuss.
This is, okay.
Ant-Man. Oh, no, wait. Is that what we're gonna do, Ant-Man?
Okay, so we're not gonna talk about Edward James Olmos.
That's what I was gonna get to.
Get to it. Get to it.
Snap. I will. Hey, shut up.
Get the move.
Shut up. Let me do it.
You shut.
Edward James Olmos is joining Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He'll be playing what is it? Robert Gonzalez.
Okay.
You'll have Matt. He will be debuting when the show comes back in March. His debut will have massive repercussions for director Cole Sedan's team.
You think he's gonna be part of Inhumans or?
I don't know. There's nothing about his role. I don't know.
No one knows.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about the Gambit news?
Oh, October 7th, 2016, Gambit's coming out, which is my girlfriend's birthday.
So she gets to be chanting all over to you, Tatum?
Well, she's not much into comics, but she loves X-Men, and her favorite X-Men...
You know she loves Channing Tatum. She'll drop you.
Hold on. You don't know my girlfriend. Shut up.
I know women, okay?
And her favorite X-Man, before this news even happened, it is Gambit. So, pretty much, hey, Fox, thanks for letting me know when I got to plan date night.
Jordan, she's going to leave you, okay?
No, she's not.
After she sees that movie... She's going to look over at you and say, Jordan doesn't measure up to Gambit. I'm out of here. It happens to the best of us. Don't worry. I'll be here for you when it happens, you know. I will say I told you so, but I won't rub it in, okay? Sorry, Jordan. Sorry for the tragedies going to happen to your life.
Yeah, I'm sorry that that's not going to happen in your sad little mind.
I'm just doom and gloom today. Anyway.
Yeah, be positive, damn it.
Anyway, anywho. Last thing we want to talk about. Doing Peggy Carter. We got to finally see the long-awaited debut teaser trailer for Ant-Man. And I have to tell you, I'm sold. Now, you get the trailer has wow, damn, don't blank on the name now. Michael Douglas narrating about how Scott Lang could be a hero in the eyes of his daughter, and how he could do this, he can do that, and how it's time for him to put on the Ant-Man suit. And dude's like, okay, can we name it something else, or is it too late? So, Scott Lang, of course, he's not the average hero. He's a regular guy who just happened to steal the Ant-Man suit and put it on, and he was pretty good at using it, and they told him, hey, why don't you just stay Ant-Man? And so he's been Ant-Man ever since. And I mean, not that he's a dummy. He does have some kind of technical skills and some brains, but he's not the average superhero for sure. Did I lose you, Jordan?
No, I'm right here. Oh, I'm waiting on you to finish.
What do you
think? Adrian Brody's going to do well.
Just shut up. God, Stanley, go. Love you, but shut up.
Yes, sir.
Good. Oh, good. See, he respects me. That's good.
So all we need now is for Seth Rogen and the rest of the people that show up in his movies to make an appearance. And no, I'm just kidding. What'd you think of the trailer?
I liked it.
All I needed to see was him riding on an ant, and I'm like, I'm in.
I really liked it. I think Paul Rudd's still a good fit for the character of Scott Lang. I really do. I think Douglas is going to do wonderful as Hank Pym. I think we get to see how their chemistry is early on. Not too much, obviously.
Michael Douglas is Hank Pym. Who'd have thought that he would do a comic book movie? But hey, you know, some of the better actors have been doing comic book movies ever since Superman. And it's like now with that Marvel money out there, you know, your resume isn't complete unless you have Marvel on your credit, on your IMDb page. It has to say you've been in a Marvel movie. Okay, that's the way it works now. Am I right or am I right?
Michael Douglas has been interested in doing a Marvel movie for a while.
Can I interject?
I honestly, screw off Microsoft. Honestly, Douglas seems like a good fit for the role, and okay, some people might be doing this for the money, but honestly, the way Douglas has talked about the role,
they doing it for the money, but
okay.
So, what's your thoughts on this, Stanley?
I think Michael Douglas can't get it up, and he needs the money. And the other thing is that, did you notice in the trailer for Ant-Man, the robot army, was a complete ripoff of the iRobot robots in the...
Probably.
Did you not see that? Well, probably. They're identical. Someone just did a copy and paste on the 3D Studio Mac.
So you think he's not keeping his wife happy anymore?
No, I think there's problems there. Not just because of his health issues, but I think there's the age gap. Suddenly, the Viagra doesn't work anymore. You get diminishing returns. You'll soon find out about it. And,
heck, man, why you gotta be all
just
negative?
Can't get it up anymore. No, and he's the money to compensate.
Who's keeping Captain Zeta-Jones happy then?
I don't know.
When's she gonna do a Marvel movie? And what role
I think she's a bit. She's retired to be. She's getting on a bit, and she doesn't have that Hollywood actress look about her anymore. She looks slightly puffy, slightly, aging. Look what happened to Meg Ryan. Where's she gone? She used to be a sex symbol. Where's she gone?
Yeah,
she's
but
a housewife.
See, okay. The sad thing about women, when your whole thing is that you're the cute girl next door, and then you get older and long in the tooth, you no longer have that quality which gets you in the movie. So, and then the acting roles that go to the older women, well, that's already locked down. Like the older women that get those strong acting roles, they're not giving them up. So
unless you're an old Brit like Dame Judi Dench or Dame Maggie Smith,
they're not giving up their spot on the.
No, they've got the granny market cornered, I'm afraid. But there's no granny market in the US, really, is there? I mean, Angela Lansbury, she doesn't do big movies, for example. Who are your granny stars in the US?
Let's see.
Honestly, okay, let's keep saying this. The effects look wonderful.
Let's see. The last movie Catherine Zeta-Jones was in was Red 2, Side Effects, and Broken City.
Oh, I only last saw her in Side Effects.
I saw Broken City in Red 2. She did look a little puffy in Red 2, but still looked pretty good. She got a few movies coming out in the next couple of years, so she's still working.
By the way, just Ant-Man, still on topic. I can't remember his origin story. I've never read an Ant-Man comic in my life. Is he someone who can actually reduce himself in size?
Which Ant-Man are you talking about? The original one or the second one?
It's going to have to be the movie one because we're talking
movies. Well, Pym Particles.
Okay, the movie one, which is the second Ant-Man, he kind of stole the original Ant-Man suit to help his daughter. And like I said, Henry Pym was like, you know, we need an Ant-Man. Keep the suit and do good things with it. The original Ant-Man was just a scientist who came up with the Pym Particles. And really, I don't think he was really interested in being a superhero. But his woman, of course, the thought of her going out and being a superhero thrilled her. So that's kind of how he got into it himself. She was more than willing to go out and run out and fight people. He was very reluctant. And then, of course, he went crazy and started having mental breakdowns, even though nobody knew it until later on. And after he joined the Avengers, he felt inadequate because he was on a team with the Hulk, Thor, and Iron Man. And then you got this little guy walking in like 3 inches tall, trying to tell them what to do. And then when he found out that Iron Man was Tony Stark, he realized he wasn't even the smartest person on the team anymore. So he used the Pym Particles and reverse became Giant Man.
It's peculiar, the whole thing, because the trailer shows a full-size bodysuit. The question is, can that bodysuit reduce in size?
Yeah.
I saw a still with some broken glass and a little guy.
Once you put the suit on, yeah, you can reduce down size. You can go up and down in size.
He's going to get into Loki's underpants and to cause havoc in there.
No.
Doesn't happen, does it?
I don't know how much of the script they kept with Edgar Wright, but, you know, there's going to be probably quite a bit of humor in this movie.
It doesn't look humorous. It looks quite serious, actually.
Okay, well, the trailer.
That's just a teaser, though.
Yeah, that's a teaser. We can't really fully gauge the movie off of that.
They're not making a full-on comedy. But
I still believe there are some fingerprints of what Edgar Wright had done before.
I don't think they just threw out everything he came up with. I mean, that's just...
That's shit. That would be shitty.
But obviously, there was a problem with what they wanted, because whatever they came up with still has to fit in with the rest of the Marvel Universe, so, I mean...
It's not just about Adrian Brody, is it? It's all about Selma Blair as Wasp as well.
That's Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly, yes.
As Hope Van Dyne.
Hang on, I thought it was Selma Blair who...
No.
Ooh.
Go home, Stanley, you're drunk.
I'm behind the times here in Madrid.
That's that. Don't tell me your problems.
Ooh.
Next week on Agent Carter.
Then do that Yes.
We get a brand new Avengers 2 trailer.
So yeah.
That's going to be good stuff.
Sounds exciting. Sounds wonderful.
And let's see. So Ant-Man is due out in July?
July 17, 2015.
And all they're going to do, if Avengers 2 live up to being the greatest film of all time, which we know it will be, because it has no choice in the matter, okay? It's going to surpass the Avengers. It's going to be the greatest film ever. And then they slide on that little Ant-Man trailer at the end, and Ant-Man 2 is going to do gangbusters, okay? There's a fact that Avengers have on these other movies, that because that's such a big franchise, that anything that's in that comic's tail is gonna get something. It's gonna do good. You know, that's why Cap 2 kicked ass in the box office, and that led to Guardians of the Galaxy.
But yeah. The big question that's on everyone's mind is, do you think Avengers 2, it's necessary to just in a very ham-handed way throw in the Hulk and Black Widow relationship that the trailer implies and is rumored? You think that's a load of old cop?
I don't know nothing about Hulk Black Widow relationship.
I thought it was Hulk, not yeah.
I don't know Hulk and Black Widow.
Not Hulk.
Hulk and you talking about Bruce Banner and Black Widow? Yeah. Or?
Well, I think there was some kind of, I don't know where I heard it, but I heard Hulk, Black Widow, with there's something going on there.
Well, maybe
I know it's a sympathy thing.
Maybe it's a thing, you know, Hulk being the beast and everything. You know, maybe Black Widow finds a way to, you know, makes it
tame the beast.
Yes. I don't think there's a relationship per se, but I don't know. I haven't seen the movie, of course, and I haven't. And what they've shown so far has just been nothing but teasers. So we don't know the entire plot, other than the fact that Ultron's going to be the bad guy and he's going to destroy stuff, and the Avengers are going to get their ass kicked.
Is it going to be that good? A bloody robot against a whole crew?
Yeah, Ultron, yes. Oh, okay. Real quick.
Android.
He's more than Android. But real quick, when you talk about the top Avengers villains, right?
Yeah.
Ultron is one of the top three villains that the Avengers have so much trouble to deal with, because he's smarter than everybody, and having an animanium body makes him almost invulnerable. To the point that even Thor's hammer can't damage his body. So when you got that kind of situation, and he's like Brainiac in a way. He just keeps coming back, and he keeps coming back. And they did a story that was not done well, where he basically took over and won and destroyed half the world in the process. And it started off pretty good, but then it just lost its direction midway through. But he's more than capable of beating the Avengers. This is not just a regular robot. This is a super genius computer robot.
Tell me something. Do you think that they're saving up the Skrulls for a Fantastic Four movie, or do you think they're going to be featured in a future Avengers movie?
I was
disappointed they weren't featured in Avengers 1.
I don't think the Marvel can use the Skrulls, because that's tied to the Fantastic Four franchise.
Yeah. Okay.
And until they get the rights back, you only hear about the Kree. Because I think that's why they used the Chitauri in the Avengers instead of the Skrulls.
Yeah, okay. It's a legal rights issue. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll ever use Baron Helmut Zemo?
Maybe in a Cap movie. Who knows? Maybe he might be a part of the Civil War. I don't know. I mean, if they ain't bringing back the Red Skrull no time soon, I would like to see Baron Zemo. I always thought he was a pretty good cat villain. Time to go over the network news, okay? Network business. Business, okay. If you will.
Ant-Man looks exciting. I'll just finish that.
So, join us every week for all the fine quality shows here at Rant EM Radio. Beginning with this show every Saturday. No, Sunday. We're here on Sundays at 5 p.m. for the What Are You Reading comic book show. Programming note. And I don't know if you've listened to Live Double A. I'll discuss this with you later. The next few weeks may not be everything on time. I know in a couple weeks will be the football show coming up on Super Bowl Sunday, and we won't do a show that weekend. And, you know, we got the Royal Rumble coming up pretty soon. On what day is that? Sorry. And I believe that that starts at 6. I'm not sure. I'll discuss it with the boss. He's not the boss of me, but... But anyway, but people, normally we have 5 p.m. every Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Damn right.
Tuesdays is the rant with Double A, Tony C. Tuesdays, 8 p.m. They go over all the wrestling news and recap Raw, and Raw needs to really get their act together. But
God, that was so shitty. That's funny.
Wednesday nights, Turnbuckle Throwback with Phil and Dave. They go over the classic and the current when it comes to wrestling, like no other. Thursday is the latest episode of the Rexplex with Rex Watson, followed by Rant and Wrestling. And I think Lex will be doing a live show soon, but at the moment, listen to those shows on Thursdays. Friday nights is when you get the Lex Experience podcast. And him and his wife go over what they want to talk about. Movies and video games and all that good stuff. Saturday night is the wrestling calling show with William Morgan and various co-hosts, I guess. I don't know what's going on with that, and I don't know, but they actually talk about anything and everything that had to do with wrestling, okay? On the site, you can sign up for the Royal Rumble contest. You can enter now, and what will happen is you will be assigned a number, and if that number, whoever wrestler comes out in that order, if you win, the prize is you get the program Rant EM Radio for a day. So you basically become the boss and get to program whatever you want. And of course, the Ranty Awards, vote on the different categories for the Ranty Awards. That will be on Friday, January 30th.
And please let Double A know what a fool he is for not nominating me.
That's right. And February is the Black Achiever Awards. I don't know why, but we're achieving blacks around here, so... Tune in for that. That's Tony C's baby. He's real. Oh, look at that. We got new logos on the page. We got the Rexplex, Rant and Wrestling. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. is Rexplex. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. is Rant and Wrestling. Okay? And like I said, every episode, usually around Friday, is the Lex Experience. Lex Entertainment Experience. Okay? Am I forgetting anything?
No, you got it all.
Yep, no. Vive la France.
Viva la, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Jordan, careful. I'm being political.
Oh, Double A, that's not how you...
I'm kidding.
The things Double A wrote in the chat room. You're going to hell, Double A, for these things.
I kid, but look, people, do not let freedom of expression or artistic... freedom, cat, be shut down.
Why not?
Because of what just happened in goddamn Paris.
No, well, sad.
I've already sent a couple of lads with baseball bats around to Jordan's for his obscene comments tonight. So there's, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Someone's gonna pay.
Okay, Stanley, you know I was just fucking with you, right?
No, of course I do. No, but on a more serious note, freedom of expression, artistic expression, call it what you will, freedom of speech, it's been attacked during the last 3 days, and France and Europe is so against it. They're trying to silence people's opinions, and it's not right, with death, and it's not right.
No.
Not crazy like people in America.
Hell, it's been, no, hell, freedom of expression has been attacked for the past month, that whole, you know, kerfluffle of the fucking air, you know.
Oh, Jordan, can we end the show on something more uplifting and positive?
What's not uplifting about politics? Oh, right, it's politics.
We don't vote Republican like you, Jordan.
I don't vote Republican. I don't hate myself that much.
I thought you were a Texan or something.
No, I was born. Okay, I was born in Texas. Yes, but that don't mean I'm Republican right away.
It means you're a redneck, or
no? I just happen to think both sides of politics suck.
Yeah, it is two sides of the same coin. Real quick, anybody got any hopes for Jupiter ascending
being any good? I hear it looks good.
I do, but I'm worried about why it was delayed by a few months. Was it some lateness in the CGI?
I don't know.
Perfecting it, or, but it looks tremendous.
Wachowskis.
Oh, they're all perverts, aren't they? They can hit or miss with the, what was that racer movie? That was a miss, wasn't it?
The one where you had different actors playing different genders and different ages and different colors?
No, that's their private life. I mean, the racer. What was that? Speed Racer? What was it called?
Oh, Speed Racer.
Yeah, I just fell asleep during that movie. It just
didn't work as live action. What about Project Almanac?
I never heard of that one.
It looks like it's the, like, similar to Chronic, where it's like found footage where them traveling, you know, some kids come up with a time traveling machine and the dangers of that.
Is it like The Maze Runner? Is it like a teen adult thing?
Well, it's teenagers, but. Well, they got Seventh Son and Jupiter Ascending coming out on the same day with the SpongeBob movie, so that's going to be a bloodbath.
Seventh Son is already out here in Madrid. It was out on January 1st, and I haven't gone to see it because there was no original English language version strangely released here.
Put those three movies out in the same day. That's going to be a bloodbath.
Seventh Son is like a 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10 movie. It's not a classic, but it's fun, you know?
I'm just saying, like, which of these movies are going to do well and which of these movies are going to fail?
I have a feeling Seventh Son's going to fail.
I think,
like Eragon or something.
I think both of them going to fail next to SpongeBob. It's not that I want them to fail, but people are stupid and they're going to run out to SpongeBob way before they go see science fiction. They can assimilate and understand SpongeBob. You know, they grew up on that stuff.
Jupiter's Ending really excites me because it's almost like the female version of the Matrix, where a girl who's got powers, who doesn't know she's got powers, is discovered and ripped out of her reality into another planet and fights. And it sounds really good. It's got Channing Tatum in it, has it?
Well, Channing Tatum's a good actor.
He is, yeah, but he's, yeah. I mean, I watched Foxcatcher and I was impressed.
I haven't seen Foxcatcher yet.
Foxcatcher is an amazing movie.
But I do remember the whole incident with DuPont and his crazy self murdering somebody.
What lessons did you learn from Foxcatcher? I learned.
I haven't seen it yet.
The moral lesson is that you can have all the money in the world and live in isolation, your big mansion, but that doesn't mean you have a normal life and grow up to be a normal person. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I'm excited for Chappie.
Yeah,
I saw the new trailer this week. It puts in a little bit more perspective to what's going on from that first one. The first Chappie trailer makes it look like it's some Johnny Five type of thing, but that second trailer, when you
it looks good.
When the storyline is put in perspective and him dealing with Wolverine and stuff, I look forward to that.
It's good. It's AI done rogue in a non-corporate environment, you know, and launched out into the world. If you do robotic AI off the radar and then just launch it out, look what happens. Can go nuts.
Since we've gotten to this thing about movies real quick, Home looks like that's going to be a nice little animated feature. We know Fast Furious 7, that's superheroes on cars, so... hopefully that'll be the last Fast and Furious movie, too. It looks like 2015 either going to be the greatest year in movies, or it's going to be the biggest...
Star Wars comes out at Christmas, does it?
Huh?
The Star Wars comes out at Christmas.
Yes.
No. Yeah. I thought you were meaning... Star Wars Episode 7 is December 18th.
This is either going to be the biggest, greatest year for movies... or the biggest bloodbath when it comes to movies killing each other because too many blockbusters came out at the same time and none of them made money because they was all sucking the air out of the room from each other.
Yeah, let's hope money isn't tight and people find their way to the movie theaters.
Well, the thing about movie here, at least here, if the economy's doing well and people got money to spend... the last thing they do is go to the movies.
I agree.
People go to the movies when they're on nothing else to do. And it's a cheap escape. So.
It's a heroin hit for the poor people.
Maybe.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe. But then again, that's just Stanley saying the provocative things.
Well, Stanley, my friend, it was nice to hear from you.
You actually called in.
I'm glad you are still around. You're still here with us.
You still have become a recurring guest on the show now and again.
You are always welcome to call. And so are you people out there listening. We're always going to take your call if you just have the nerve and the courage to call in.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this. Learn from Stanley.
Don't be scared. No one's judging you. The CIA aren't listening.
Oh, no, I'm judging
you.
Stop being a bitch, people.
I'm
silent. You know what judges wear in the United Kingdom? They wear white wigs and ladies' underwear. And ladies' underwear under their gowns. All of them.
Dude, I saw Law and Order.
You're not my judge.
Hold on. I saw Law and Order UK. That's totally true.
Indy's up on Denver. Yes. Denver's going to storm back. Watch.
Who cares about Denver? Packers!
Denver's going to storm back. Watch.
Packers!
I mean, it'd be nice if they flamed out, but hey.
Green Bay.
All right, so I guess we've beat this horse to death.
Yeah.
And so we'll be back next week. And... may not be on at 5 p.m. because there... oh, wait. Uh-oh. We're about to get yelled at. Double A. Good evening.
Somebody just took me to task and said that I need to drum up some courage and call in. I've called in many times.
Yeah, but we're talking about everybody else.
Oh. Oh, I can't help them.
All right, so then you ended last year's season, and now you're starting this year's season.
So. You know what? I got to make my presence felt on this show a little bit more. Seeing after the blockbuster episode that I hosted some 6 weeks ago, I think I need to make my presence a little bit felt around here on this program. Yes, I don't know a damn thing about comic books. I know very little about the movies you guys are talking about. But damn it, I know I can hold my own.
I think you need to start off the new year right by making a last minute little nomination of this one to co-host of the year.
Who's this?
That is up to the executive committee.
This is the owner of this network.
I own the store.
This is Double A.
We bow down to you, sir.
No, he's not the boss of me, but that's...
You don't have to bow down to me. Bow down to your silly queen.
Now
over
bow there. Down, unbuckle the belt.
No, I don't need any of that. But when does Star Wars come out again?
It's gonna come out around Christmas because it would normally come out in May, but since the Avengers is coming out, you can't have two movies from the same company come out at the same time. Neither one will make money. We're talking about the two biggest movies of the year.
Well, I am here to make a proclamation on this network.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make a very early announcement. I mean, we're talking, this may be the earliest announcement with advance notice that I think I've ever made, ever doing anything I've ever done in the 8 years I've been on the air. And that is that this Christmas, we will have the first ever Rant EM Radio Star Wars special.
Uh-oh. Dang, I gotta get ready.
So you better get ready. You better prepare, because coming up when that movie comes out, I expect everybody at the top of their game, because we will have the first ever
Star Wars special. Star Wars fan?
No, I'm not.
Can I come up with this? I'm a good Star Wars.
You plan on seeing the movie?
Maybe.
So what we're saying, people, is that we will give out more details about the Star Wars special we're going to have on here when, you know.
You got 12 months to plan.
Star Wars Christmas special, people. Came out once. This will be the second. No.
Oh, gosh. Shut the hell up. No.
All right. So there you have it. And, I don't know. I may be hooved, you know. It may be so magnanimous to allow certain people on this network to host other movie premiere specials if they warrant it.
I'm not saying I could host an Ant-Man one, but I'm saying I could totally do that.
So, I'm just saying that coming up, 2015, you know, the network covers primarily wrestling. But this year we're going to go a little bit more mainstream this year. Cover a little bit more pop culture, a little bit more of the movies and the comic books and this and that. We're gonna open up the. We're gonna bring it to the public. We're gonna bring bigger and better coverage in 2015 on this network, including we're gonna somehow figure out a way to get Surfer to do live reporting from one of those cons that he bails out on twice a year.
That's easier said than done.
Well, I'll make it easy. So be on the lookout. Big year 2015 for this show and for the network.
Okay.
But primarily the Star Wars Christmas special at the end of the year.
I get the feeling of like the end is near now.
Hey, I'm just waiting on a
red moon and a blue sun and unicorns and double rainbow. No, we've seen double rainbows. So.
I gotta tell you, and it wouldn't be completely out of the realm of possibility. And I'm telling you this and I'm not bullshitting you now. All right, don't be surprised if sometime in this coming year you get a prime time episode during the week of the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Uh-oh. Okay. I think I'm ready.
Big year for the network. Big year for all the shows. We got some big things planned.
And vote for the Ranties.
We've got the Ranties. We're gonna corner. Not only are we gonna corner all parts of England, but because this show has become international, we're also gonna overthrow Spain. We may go to Japan. I don't know. We'll figure out. We're gonna stay away from France for a little bit, but we're gonna
that way. If we play this right, we can bring peace to the Middle East.
Maybe.
Get a better
maybe
committee.
We'll bring some turkey to Turkey, and yeah.
All right, then.
That's why I called it.
We're going to sign off.
I'll let you guys get back to whatever it is you guys
are. Will you be home later? I wanted to talk to you when I get a chance.
No, I'm not going to be. I'm on the road.
I can tell that.
Huh?
I mean, I know you're not home. I can see where you call from. But
of course. I'm headed south.
Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, look, so. AA, before you go.
I'll tell you what. If when I get home, if you're around on Skype, leave your Skype open, I'll hit you up.
Okie doke.
Hey. Or shoot me a text message. Whatever you got to tell me, you can text me.
Look.
Yeah, okay.
AA. All
right. Yes.
Big announcement here on Rant EM Radio, people. You heard it here live. You heard it first. Heard it straight from the horse's mouth.
Go ahead, Jordan. What were you going to tell me before I was about to hang up?
I'm excited for all these and look forward to contributing many hours of work.
Well, there you go.
He wants you to.
And who knows? I was magnanimous enough to provide the airtime for all these fun things coming up in 2015. You never know. You may get some sort of a reparation for your efforts.
Uh-oh, we're going public.
Huh?
I said the company's going public.
I can't guarantee that it's anything in the form of currency, but you know, you may be compensated somehow.
Okay, well, we're gonna end on that bombshell. We're gonna end on that.
So I will talk to everybody later, and Mazel Tov to my British friend over there. Later.
Oh, later.
Well, people, nothing to do but to put an end to it. I wish I had a song to play us out on, but just going to everybody say their goodbyes and good nights, and we'll be back.
Stanley, you may go first.
I just want to see Mad Max Fury Road already.
Oh, my God, it looks so good.
It does look stunning, and it's done by the original director, which is incredible. He must be on his last legs. He must be.
Do you think that they would have had Wittekar make an appearance if he wasn't so batshit crazy?
I think Mad Max has got problems. I think he just needs someone to love him. And we know the woman who's going to do it. It's Charlize, isn't it?
No. I'm talking about what the original Mad Max. What's the actor's name? Why am I blanking on him?
Mel Gibson, crazy guy. Yeah. He was mad. In reality as well.
I'm saying, you think they would have had him make a cameo if he wasn't...
What, as a racist old man who abuses his wife? No. No, we can't have that.
No, I'm saying, you think if none of that had came out and he wasn't a part of that, that he wouldn't have made a cameo?
I think that if he was... But he's, I mean, Mel Gibson doesn't really do cameos, even when he wasn't labeled as a racist, wife abuser... nasty so-and-so, but he's got so much money, he doesn't have to, even after the divorce, he doesn't have to do cameos. But I know what you're saying, that maybe he should do a cameo in order to get him in the public's mind as a nice guy who would do something on the cheap just to promote the movie, but I don't think the director or the studio would allow it.
I think they got the right person to take over the role. Sure.
I don't know.
Tom Hardy? Come on now. Who does
that? I know who he is.
He was already dressed up like a Mad Max character in Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, with a sheepskin coat. Yes. As one of the bad guys. But I mean, it looks visually stunning, but what is the plot to this? Is he just someone who's lost his wife and is mad, or someone who's trying to get through a road or find some petrol or resources or help a chick? Well, you don't know what the plot's about.
Usually, outside of the first Mad Max movie, the plot is he's a loner. He'll stumble across the people that need his help. He'll be locked in enough to help. And they have to deal with the crazies out there because nobody else can but him.
Okay. Now, but then
Thunderdome wasn't as good as the Road Warrior, but you know, who knows? It does look like they're kind of rehashing elements of the Road Warrior in this new one.
Yeah, it does look like a screwed up universe. I didn't like the one with Tina Turner as the sexiest old lady in the universe.
Why? I didn't like that version. Tina Turner?
I like Tina Turner as a singer, but I didn't like her. He was just crowbarred into that movie, and it kind of didn't work.
Runs Bartertown.
Yeah, but you know, she didn't look like the lady. She looked like a sexy old granny and in a very skimpy skirt.
You know, I know people that says that line. And they always think she's the one that says who runs Bartertown. But it wasn't her. It was the other guy asking her who runs Bartertown.
Okay, guys, I can sell this. I run Bartertown. I've been keeping it a secret. That's what I've been doing in my off time with this show.
Texas is just Mad Max country.
I run Bartertown.
Okay.
Just don't ask him what he uses as a bartering tool.
Look, guys, and Stanley, Surfer, you're always welcome to Bartertown. We'll treat you like kings. You'll be my honored guest.
But what do I have to give up in order to exchange?
You might have to give up part of your soul.
When the post-apocalypse hit, I'm gonna either find me a cave and never leave it,
or come to Bartertown.
Only if I'm running Bartertown.
But I'm running Bartertown. You can't run Bartertown. You can run
that little pigsty that makes the fuel.
I don't think that'd happen. You'd end up on elastic, pieces of rubber elastic, bouncing up and down, trying to fight someone else for your life. That's how it will end up if you go out there into a big wide world and the society is collapsed because of mad people. That's how it's all going to end up, apparently. All this unity in Europe, it's just, you know, holding your pencils up in the air. That doesn't, on the ground, fix things. If we don't do something, it's all going to end up like Mad Max. So get that rubber band out, Jordan, and start practicing to bounce and fight.
Well, we got to get ready for those Golden Globes. So, anyway, Jordan, what do you want to say? Say goodbye. Good night.
I want to recommend Ant-Man number 1 from this week by Nick Spencer.
How was it?
Fantastic book. A great debut. Nice character piece on Scott Lang. And with that, I will say good night.
And I want to say that Taken 3 was a big, big disappointment. But hey, we still love Liam Neeson. Just
a little less.
Just the special skills ain't as special as it used to be. You know, it's like finding out the ingredients of the special sauce.
Or the 11 herbs and spices at KFC.
Once you find that out, I mean,
it ain't special anymore.
Yeah. You really don't want to know what's in 11 herbs and spices, man. You don't want to know that. Right. Remain ignorant when it comes to that. Just saying. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, as always. Peace.